phone.
Have you ever heard a phone ring? I actually have to take mine off silent now. So I have to make sure I get it.
Were we just talking about this the other day? I was like, if this phone makes a sound, then I'll throw it across the room.
Mine rings all the time now. I spend so much time on the phone, and I never did that before.
My baby, yeah, you have to be available always.
Yeah. Like, my life is so different now.
Welcome back to season 2, episode 20 of Simple Tech Media Podcast. I am Nikki, and this is Tina.
Yay!
I expected to hear this. Yay! Maybe I'll have to add one in the edit.
I just become a talk show host. On today's episode, I really feel like I should be a talk show host. I'm just kidding. Today, we are going to be talking about something really fun. Tina and I have both gone through, as you are all well aware by now, some job changes. And so with entering these different job changes, especially a lot with Tina, since she's doing both academic and professional, but she has her foot in a lot of the professional side of it. There's a lot of jargon that comes along with it. So Tina has a really fun game that we're going to play today.
Tina? Yes. So this comes from working with different people, and you get emails and stuff throughout the day, and it's like, okay, are they using that the way that I think that they're using that, or is it completely different? And sometimes people use these things, and this actually came up the other day. A few months ago, I helped somebody do something, and they asked for help one last time with a final edit. And she kept giving me this abbreviation. And she said, we just need to do, and then she would give me this abbreviation. And I finally asked my friend, I said, what is she talking about? I need to make sure that I'm doing what she's expecting me to do, but I don't know what this is. And I looked it up and have no idea. It was some abbreviation that they used in some office that she had worked in somewhere along her career path, and she didn't realize that it wasn't standard for the business, so she just used it, which is fine, if those are things that but it's just funny to me because different places where you work, they end up using different phrases, and it means to them a certain thing, and it may not mean the same to somebody else. This one in particular was completely something that was not on my radar. Even in a way for me to misinterpret what she was saying, I had no idea. I also scroll TikTok a little bit too much. And a lot of things that come across are, people who work in the corporate world, people who are virtual assistants or executive assistants. I do see a lot of those things because I don't know if any of you know this, but the algorithm tends to pay attention to, what you're looking at, the titles that you use, all of that. So those are things that end up in my, For You page. And so I hear a lot of this stuff as well. And there are a couple of things that have come up throughout the years. And I'm like, I'm going to look that up because I want to know what it is that they're talking about. Because again, sometimes you are familiar, but, the culture changes a little bit. To me, since COVID, some of these phrases have changed a little bit. So we're going to come up with some. I pulled a list, and I'm going to see if Nikki can give me an idea of what she thinks that this would be. And we'll see what she says.
Yikes. These always make me nervous because there was one time you put me on a spot for something. Oh, I think it was, do you remember that game, that coding game?
Oh yeah. I never edited it.
Yeah, that coding game, and I got it wrong. And I was like, coding for kids, I can't even do it.
When my nephews were here for Christmas, I had them play it, and they enjoyed it. But I need to find that and edit it. I have so many things that need a good edit to them before we post them.
Yeah.
In the vault. Hopefully they're not on my computer that's like half dead over there. I think they're on the drive, but be good. Okay, I'm going to start with one that I think is pretty simple. I think that you can figure this one out.
Okay.
What do you think it means if you were to be told that we will circle back?
Oh, so we're going to table the discussion and then give it like some time, come up with some new ideas, fresh take, and then we'll come back to it.
Perfect. See, see, you know these. You got it.
I'm such a businesswoman.
Let me see. This one. Okay, so this one to me is self-explanatory, but we'll see. Maybe not everybody knows. If I were to say we were going to take a deep dive.
Like investigate it further? Like really? Okay, so let me just let me put my take on it. I don't really necessarily think of this in the business world, but let's just say there's like a guy we're interested with. So I need to find out a little bit more. So I'm going to take a dive into his social. When he's all about, you know?
Okay.
That's what I think. And actually, I definitely think of like jogging social media. But I truly don't think that that's how it's being used here.
You could take a deep dive like that onto, you know, a new recruit, somebody.
Listen. I just need everyone in the world, the entire world, to know that I don't do that. I just heard, like, from a friend.
She's just heard. Like she stopped on ChatGPT.
Right.
That those are things that people might do.
Right. But, like, right. I don't even use social media. It wouldn't be me.
Oh, that's so funny. I did have a friend tell me the other day, she was like, Tina, you would be so proud of me because I got online and I like looked up, like she really dug around to find out, you know, the tea about something. And she's like, Tina, you'd be so proud of me.
Listen.
So if that goes to tell you anything from my side of things, yeah.
Some people are so good at finding like anything.
Right.
Like my detective skills are not that good. I wish they were. I need to like learn a little bit more, but I mean, they really take a deep dive and find like background checks to everything you can possibly think of.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. For a prospective employer, of course.
Right.
Gotta make sure the company's safe.
All right. So if I were to say I don't have the bandwidth for this.
See, that gives me like Wi-Fi vibes. Like,
okay.
I'm thinking like I'm not like I can't possibly like think about this any longer. Like I'm maxed out. I'm done.
Yeah. But does it have to be with the Wi-Fi, or can I be talking about that as in like I don't have the bandwidth to finish this project personally?
Yes. Just like you're done. Like it's like I've hit my max capacity. I'm done. I cannot even think about it any longer.
Yeah. You know, these really are, I feel like I'm going through one of those, like, this is how you talk to the new generation of, like, Riz and the Slaps and, you know, Ohio and all those things. Like, this is the corporate version.
Yeah.
Of slang, so.
The things that these children come up with, okay. I'm like, those aren't even words. Like, what? What do you mean? I cannot even. Oh my word! At least like the business ones sound like they mean the actual thing.
Mm-hmm.
At least so far.
Yes.
So far they do. I don't know what else you got in there.
What would you say if I were to use? Let me see. Okay, if I were to say that we need a list of the action items, what would you think that those were?
Like things that need to get done, maybe? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is that it?
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, these are the things that we need to take action on. Exactly. Streamline.
Okay. Like, okay, see, the only thing that comes up with No, this one's good.
I'm just trying to see how that would go with like a dating.
Yeah, no, like the only phrase that comes to mind is let's streamline the process.
Right.
So like let's make it nice and simple, mm-hmm. step by step. Let's just that's the only thing that I'm thinking of.
More efficient.
Yeah, I don't know like a definition.
No, that's it.
Like let's streamline the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about a win-win?
You don't lose?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, on all parts. It's a good decision.
All parties. Like, it's a win on all angles.
So, like, after you do your deep dive and everything comes back good, it's a win-win for you and the employer.
Right. Exactly.
After you streamline the process of a deep dive, let's see, we're using all of these. Then it's a win-win.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, and maybe things aren't quite all the information. The background check hasn't been processed yet. So then you got to circle back, right? You got to circle back, make sure that it's all there.
Get business 101 with Tina and Nikki.
Here's another word that I hear a lot. And I'm just curious to see what you would say for this one. I think you'll know, but I think this one would be hard to explain. Synergy.
I feel like
we have synergy,
like a good connection. I don't know.
I think you and I have synergy. I feel like if I were to do this podcast by myself, I feel like it would not be as good as when you're with me, because we have synergy.
Interesting.
So this is where we have collaboration, mm-hmm. and us coming together and collaborating together is better than the equal parts of us individually. Like, that us together brings synergy. I'm looking at you. I should look at the camera, but I'm looking at you. I together make up Symbol Tech Media, which is better than just me by myself. And I would loosely say you by yourself. I mean, I don't want to make that as like a harsh statement, but yeah, that's what it would be.
I would have one video and Rick, he hasn't seen my one video. Please go check it out.
Yeah, but that one keeps getting like people, they like it.
If you need help on one now.
If I were to say that we were on the same page, what would that be?
Like, we're thinking the same?
Exactly. Yeah. Some of these are so simple. Yeah. If we were to think outside the box.
Use your imagination.
Yeah. Think outside. Yeah. Right here.
The norms. Yes.
Exactly.
Stretch yourself a little.
Exactly. Okay. This is one that I hear a lot, but some people that I tell this to, it does not seem to like connect. So let's just talk about it. If I were to say that we use best practice, or we try to follow best practices, what does that mean to you?
That takes me back to teaching. All right, everyone, we're going to use the best practice here.
Right.
So the like most efficient way to get the job done.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
There is no need to take 72 steps if there is one step that you can take to get the same result. Right. So we're going to do it the most efficient way possible.
Exactly. And
the amount of times I've said best practice in my teaching career, astronomical. Truly.
Exactly. Exactly. Did I talk about a holistic approach?
No.
Okay. Yeah. A holistic approach.
Okay. Interesting. Because I think of holistic, I think of natural medicine.
Right. That's what I was thinking too.
But it's like in a business setting, I don't really know.
So this is considering all factors and perspectives in a situation or problem.
Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So instead of just like accepting the norm, let's think through everything. Mm-hmm. Every perspective that's at the table.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Let's see. Core competencies. This one also as an educator. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. We use that all the time. But what would you think? Core competencies. So if we were to say Nikki's core competencies are, and then fill in the blank, we could list some things. I should fill in the list. What would we say? What would we say are Nikki's core competencies? I'm going to leave that like an open-ended question. People can put it in the comments.
No, please be nice. I'm afraid of people on the internet. Miss Pyramid.
But these are strengths and skills. These aren't negative things. This is like the main strength or skill that differentiates your people or your company or whatever. Yeah. So let's see. Let's see. People be nice. What are Nikki's core competencies? I feel like you do a really good job in the videos that you put out there. The videos that you do are by far the ones that people go to. You have more than one out there.
There's only one that's like really gotten traction though.
Yeah, but you know, it just takes the one. It's got us going.
True. That is true. I hate that is true.
All right. And then let's do just one more. And this one I hear a lot, again, on TikTok, and I hear people about, you know, people saying, well, I met my KPIs. I met my KPIs. You know, everything's good. I met my KPIs. And honestly, I have not come across this one where I needed to use it in any sort of way. So this is one I stopped and looked up because I wanted to know, what is this that they're talking about here? And immediately was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But do you know what KPIs are?
Is it key performance indicator?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
We had a mock business in computer outsourcing for business class. And so we had to measure to see if we met our KPIs.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
See, so that's real life there. That's one that I hear all the time. I save that one for last because that is one. So this is what we use to just evaluate the success of that individual, the organization, that project, whatever.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Those are good.
This was not all of them that I found, but those were most of them.
Yeah.
That I came across.
I like, and I feel like that is pretty, I'm not even making fun of it, but that's like pretty streamlined. It like is very, what's the word I'm looking for? Fluid. Like in all businesses, it's not just this business, this business. Right. Like in all business, those words are used, those terms.
Yeah. I think that can go across the board from education to the corporate world to others, whether you're, you know, in ministry or you're, you know, not.
Those are good. Not.
I was gonna say secular.
Either one of the others.
Got it. Okay. All right. So there was one other one, and we'll wrap up today's episode with this. And I wanted to see if you know what this means. I've seen it before, but I hadn't really paid much attention to it. And this is TLDR. Have you seen that anywhere? So it's usually TL semicolon DR, but it can be a variety of that, a variation of that. TLDR.
The only thing that I'm thinking of is talk later, don't reply. That's like truly the only thing that I can come up with. Don't
reply. So if Nikki sends that to you or we end up posting it somewhere, it just means not reply. She does not want to. She does not want to deal. She cannot deal with you at that time.
I do not have the bandwidth for that.
Exactly. We'll circle back.
Don't reply.
We will circle back.
I'm sure there's like a professional meaning to that.
Yes, there is. But honestly, to me, it's not too far off.
Really?
So this is something that's being added to like an email or an article or a post or something. And it means too long, didn't read.
Stop it.
Yeah. So TLDR, too long, didn't read. And if you see it like at the top of an article or an email or something, there's a way that you can do this. This is actually something that the Apple Intelligence can do that just is rolling out, where you can have it summarize what the email is about and it can add like this tag on there of the TLDR. I'm pretty sure I saw that it could do. And basically it gives like, for the academic world, like an abstract of what this is about, so that you can basically just get a summary of what's happening here. Or sometimes I've seen that people will just reply and put, TLDR, and basically, like, this was too long, I didn't read it, like, here's my response.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I've seen it before. I just had not stopped to pay attention to it, and
imagine if you got me. Like, okay, again, like, circling back, I'm thinking of, like, book long, like, emails that get sent out, and then someone's just like, TLDR.
What? I can tell you right now, if any of my students come across this and they're like, TLDR, I can see them doing that on a test or something. Don't do that. That is not the time or the place to do that.
Didn't read. That's so sassy, like, too long, didn't read.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Speaking of Apple Intelligence, do you have it on your phone where it summarizes your text messages?
No, I have not updated all that stuff. Does it do it for you?
Yeah, I have it to where it'll, like, summarize. Like, if somebody sends, like, message after message, it'll just summarize it. Okay, yeah. But it is not the most, like, accurate thing. And I can't wait to talk about this next week when we get into Apple Intelligence. But there's sometimes where, like, I'll look at my phone and I'm like, they said what? And then I, like, click it and it is, like, completely different context, same words, very different context. And I'm like, oh, okay. So that's just, like, a little, like, exciting note
taste,
for next week.
Taste, yeah, of what's to come.
Yeah, Apple Intelligence.